and then we can get going. Okay, we are now recording so that you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'd like to bring the St. Bertolt Architectural Conservation District Commission meeting to order for May 19th, 2021 at 5:18 p.m. Commissioners Elise Henderson, Miller, present, Commissioner Orlando, Towbridge, and Winterholm, not present.
Great.
Pursuant to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of open meeting law, that the public hearing is being conducted virtually via online meeting platform Zoom in order to review design review applications. That's what I have for script.
Yep. All right, so then now just call the first application and we should be good to go.
So the first application of the hearing, APP number 21.0945 SB 2 to 24 Albemarle Court.
Perfect. Okay, thank you, Francois. So who will be presenting today?
Hi, I'm Angela.
Hi, Angela.
And I'll be kicking things off. Shall I get started?
Yes, so just let me know when you need me to switch the slides and we'll go from there.
Will do. So hi everyone, my name is Angela Guile and I work for the Shockett Companies, who is the project owner and property manager. And this is a presentation on landscaping improvements that we'd like to make to the Albemarle Court building. Next slide. So this project is this courtyard-shaped building off of Albemarle Street in the St. Bertolt neighborhood. And its address is technically the Albemarle Court, which is that kind of little street going in there. And the Shockett Companies has owned and managed this since sometime in the 1970s, I believe. We've been there a while. Next slide. This is essentially the existing condition. It's a Google, or no, this might actually be a photo, not street view. And this has been the existing conditions for quite some time. I believe really since we took ownership of it back in the 1970s. So this project is multifamily apartment rentals, individual walk-ups to a number of connected buildings here. And as you can see, the existing conditions are pretty much pavement, asphalt, some planters with some trees, and that's pretty much it, no real improvements. Next slide is another photo of existing conditions once you enter into the courtyard and look toward, we're looking toward the right side of the building right now. So you can see there's other planters. And again, just staircases going up to the individual building entrances. So next slide. We are looking to make a number of landscaping related improvements to benefit, you know, our residents, to make the place look a lot nicer than it does today. And so we have hired a landscaping contractor who plans to execute all the work that we will show you tonight. And essentially at a high level, we plan to, you know, remove the existing hardscaping and all the planters that you saw in those two yellow posts out front, to kind of remove everything, create a blank canvas, and then from there, renovate the existing painted concrete walls that you saw at the six staircases and add some cladding with like a stone veneer. And I'll get into details on all of this. And then add fencing and a gate across the front entrance, add a lot of landscaping, banners with granite stone borders, lots of trees and flower plantings, bring in a lot of grass. Do hardscaping, do concrete walkways to be able to provide a safe pathway to all the entrances with granite stone border. Do one gas grill area and seating area on one side of the courtyard, and then a gas fire pit and seating area on the other side. Neither of these would be visible from the public street. And just additional seating areas. We would also repaint the building itself. Right now it's kind of that yellowish color, and we would paint it to match. So next slide, some more details. So this is a conceptual rendering of what we're planning to do here. You can see by and far, it's a lot of grass and plantings, where today it's you know, asphalt. I'll point out, so one challenge of this site is because of all the different building entrances, you know, we have to be able to provide a safe and just a clear pathway to all these entrances, be able to clear them for snow, et cetera. So we will have a walkway kind of hugging the perimeter of the building. But what you see here are planters, and we actually envision the planters going up against the building walls. So those row of plantings. So there'll be some separation between the building and then these walkways. So it won't be like building and then the walkway. And then you see the gas grill seating area, the fire pit seating area, and then just some other plantings sprinkled throughout. Next slide. There is no gate there today, but we would like to provide controlled access into this area. And so we're proposing, in accordance with your guidelines, a galvanized steel, approximately 5 feet in height fencing, something like this decorative, kind of match the existing rails that you might see on the street. It'd be black, solid core, and we would attach it to the exterior walls behind where the kind of columns are on that building. And as we discussed with Nick, the gated entry points would not be illuminated, any like points of entry on a keypad or whatnot. And next slide. And so this is a bit just more on the landscaping. We have a variety of different trees, shrubs, and different flowers planned, but it's gonna be a lot of just, you know, kind of open grass area. And, you know, all these would be professionally landscaped and maintained. And actually, I think we can go to the next slide. So this is detail on the hardscaping. So what's actually gonna make up our walkways to the building entrances, and also what would be beneath the gas grill and grass fire pit. And so we've found a concrete paver in, you know, in the really just a no, just kind of a flat surface, you know, no decoration or anything. In a gray color. And then we'd like to have this bordered with, on the bottom left corner, a sort of granite stone, simple brick border. So this would be the only hardscape throughout this area. Everything would be this concrete paver. And next slide. And then this is what we have selected to clad over these existing exterior staircases. So as you can see today, they're painted. They match that color paint that's on the building there as well. So this is a stone that comes in the squares and rectangles that you see on the screen. And we would only do that on the stairs. And then like at the top right photo where the building itself is still painted, we just plan to repaint that. I think I have that on the next slide actually to kind of match. Yeah, next slide, there we go. So this would be the color selected for the building. Again, we're not gonna, we would not like to add the stone to the building, but just repaint it. And then the last few items, next slide, is the just the seating arrangements. We're wanting to provide a few different areas of seating for our residents and have just picked a, you know, a simple park bench to put in where the X's are on the screen, you know, facing each other kind of across this planter area. And these would be, you know, we could do an antique bronze finish, cast aluminum. And then the last slide shows the details of the grill and fire pit selections that would be in those two corners. So doing, and actually there has been one change to this in that we learned we could actually have these match the cladding on the staircase. The staircases, we found we could actually apply those same stones to make it all match. So instead of the bases that you see represented here, we could actually make it all match. And I think we would do that option instead. And yeah, I think that is it. The last page just is a link to all the product spec sheets for everything. So that's our little project.
Great. Thank you very much, Angela. So commissioners, I'm gonna turn it over to you. And I think, seeing the size of this project, we should probably approach this, incrementally. And I think we can start with the fencing. So the guidelines do allow for new fencing. The guidelines suggest that the fencing should be simple and wrought iron metal. This would certainly qualify for a simple wrought iron metal. We could even go a little bit further and simplify it a little bit more. I had discussed with the applicant that the gate should be installed a little bit beyond the pilaster, which is this vertical piece right here. And I believe Angela just confirmed that you're okay with if the commission was to approach or to approve the fence, that it would be installed at that location, correct?
Correct.
Great. So commissioners, let's start with this this one element here. How do we feel about the fence? Comments, concerns, questions?
Is it a locked entryway?
That is our intent, is to have it be resident fob access.
Okay. So when I was working with Susan she was just reviewing the project with me. Susan said she was fine with the gate, but she felt that the gate should be a little bit simplified without the decorative details because most of the wrought iron in the district in terms of fencing is just a simple metal fence.
Understood.
You
can definitely do that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I have a question. Is there's no need for fire access here?
I do not believe so.
Okay, we should certainly confirm that.
I will confirm that.
Absolute, yeah. So you're proposing just pedestrian gates on each side? One, okay.
Two, yep, so one on each side.
Okay.
And Richard, typically speaking, when the when there's a gate that's blocking an entryway, the fire department will get a skeleton key to gain access to that if the need be.
Okay. Yeah. My question is maybe more: do you need to get a truck in there at all?
Yeah. For the truck. We'll confirm. And I guess if that did need to happen, I've seen this actually at other properties. We could make it such that there is a way to open it from the center and push them out or push them in, push the gate out or push the gate in like by a few feet.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the next items that we should probably talk about is the landscaping. Now, just for clarification, the commission does not regulate landscaping. So any of the actual plants that are being planted, we don't regulate. So we can't really comment on that. We can encourage them to install or to plant vegetation that is it fits the district, but we can't regulate that. What we can do is regulate the surfaces, the walking surfaces. So let's talk about the grass and the removing the pavement surface. So obviously anything is better than this terrible pavement that's there now, but do we feel that a courtyard this size should be all grass with the exception of the plantings and the center islands? What are your thoughts on that? I will tell you that Susan had preferred the grass to be on the two sides and then the center be made with some sort of surface, like a cobble or something. Her concerns were that there will be desire passed through the grass and it's gonna wear down and it's not consistent with the look of the district. What are your thoughts? Sorry, was that someone talking?
Guess not.
No, guess not.
My initial thought is the world is moving away from, high maintenance grass with, a lot of water usage and so forth. And, something like a ground cover might be appropriate, or perhaps, as Susan was talking about, cobbles or something like that, but vinca or something like that might, in at least some areas, be more appropriate than grass from that perspective. I assume you're ripping up the pavement and you're going to put down a proper base layer so it's well drained, et cetera.
Correct.
Yeah.
Doug, Francois, any comments on this?
Going back and forth a little bit in my head, to Susan's comment about where like walking paths on the grass, I think the primary issue there would be gaining access to the backside of the building. They're not gonna walk the perimeter, they would walk across.
Right.
So perhaps that could actually be solved by maintaining hardscape on the tees, if you will, of the courtyard. And the center, if properly maintained, might not attract a ton of traction other than play, and could look fine. I'm not personally opposed to the grass, but I think one of my larger issues would be the fence, the railings for the stairs.
Yeah. I think that's going to be an extended conversation there that we're going to have. Do you want to talk about that now, or we can wait?
No, we can wait for that. If that's
okay. Okay. And Francois, what are your thoughts on the courtyard now becoming all grass? As I mentioned, Susan had requested that there be cobbles in the middle and then the sides, the T portions, if you will. Let me just annotate that. So Susan had recommended that, here I can draw, that this stay grass and that this is some sort of cobble or surface that would be more appropriate for the neighborhood. But she said she was fine with the grass on these sides.
So interesting. I mean, I would actually say the opposite personally.
Yeah.
Because I think that the right where you drew that line is going to be a high traffic foot area.
Right.
And just if the gates to the fence are on either side of the center, that the people aren't going to be crisscrossing the center. so much. And I think that if we're looking to have healthy looking grass, that would be the place to have it. In almost hardscape, the inner smaller portions of the courtyard where the fire pit, proposed fire pit and grill would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because those seem to be like they're going to be very high traffic areas.
Right. Keep in mind, the applicant has indicated that, when I go to that planting plan here, so the applicant has said that these plantings that they're proposing will be against the wall and that the walkway will be where they are. Do you think your idea would still work that way, Doug?
Yeah, okay, I would cool. promote hiding the side of the building.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So it seems as though Doug would like to see a hard surface on both. Let's get my drawings. I'm really into this drawing tool these days. So please allow me to use it and have some fun during my job. Yeah. All right. So Doug is suggesting that these should be hard surfaces and that this would be grass.
Correct.
With the larger ornamental plants in the center.
Mm-hmm.
I did think about the crossways, the T-ways of walking, and maybe this does address the wear, and not that, you know, I'm an expert on this at all, but I mean, it would be nice to get some green in there in terms of Richard commenting on grass. I mean, people will walk on grass and sit on grass and play on grass. Will they walk on ground cover and play on ground cover? Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a way to keep people from walking on it. So yeah, I kind of agree. Having the center areas as green probably makes more sense than just the sides. I think, whether it's grass or partly grass and partly, you know, ground cover, that ground cover is a way of, you know, keeping people from, you know, walking across an area. So.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. And if we were to approve any, you know, any walking surfaces surrounding the fire pits, would we want to match the proposed walking surface that is around the perimeter of the property, or would we want it to be a different texture? It seems like it would be a little overwhelming if it was different or we used a different material, but you know.
I would vote for the same material.
Okay. Gotcha.
I do have a question about the material. There, you know, these drawings show a sort of variegated pattern where the actual material sample seemed to be, no, it's just going to be all gray. So a question about that.
Yeah, I can clarify that. The product selection that we're showing on that screen is the intent. So the gray color concrete material, not this tan brick that's on this conceptual drawing.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see where that is. I think no.
No, it's
this one. Yep.
Yeah, that one. This here.
And then I'll just comment through the few places on the renderings, like the photo we're staring at right now with the circular planter in the middle and that having like a more raised area around it. We're actually picturing all the planters to just be surrounded by the brick on the bottom left, that granite brick.
The granite.
Gotcha.
And what about the edges of the fire pit and grill area? I see them as different. Would that be that granite piece or?
Yes. Yep. So the pavers at the top left and then a border of that bottom left. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, for clarification, Angela, you said the planters would be lined with the gray granite block for both planters, and they would both be the same height?
Yeah, so the planter shown on the right, the one with the pink tree, where it's just that single row That's what we'd actually like to do at all the planters, but not have any elevated borders really, but just something lower to the ground.
Okay. Commissioners, I would actually recommend a slightly elevated border, which would be more consistent with the neighborhood. That would be my recommendation as the staff person.
Okay.
All right. So, what about the positioning of the land, the planter? So let's start with, the two in the center. Commissioners, if you look at your staff notes, you'll see that I was able to find, an aerial, from the 1930s that show, both the perimeter walkway as well as, two, planters that are here and here. I don't think it's the ones that are there now. They're too, non-historic looking to be historic, but are we okay with their location? I think where they're proposing these planters would bring a lot of color to the courtyard. So I think I would recommend it, but what are your thoughts?
I like them.
I am in favor.
Yeah. I think they'd be great.
Great. We are making this very easy for everybody. All right. Okay. Let's get to the challenging portions here, which are these staircases here. So the configuration of these stairs are obviously not original. Obviously the cinder block is not a historic material, but we don't have any images of what this courtyard looked like originally. Both Maureen and myself have tried very, very hard to find anything. And it seems as though there's a glut of photos of historically of this street. So I can't find much. But it's a weird situation because we don't know the original configuration of the doors, but, I don't know if this configuration as it is now would be, the best solution. Doug, what are your comments on this?
Way to put me on the spot. What's wrong with simple metal, black metal railings?
So these staircases are not loved. This project has, as all projects, a budget. And we have not been able to investigate fully the structural integrity of the stairs and the support that these walls may or may not be providing in the stairs. And I think that at this time, as much as we'd love to, we have to leave them in place just budget-wise. Don't see a pathway in our foreseeable future to spend the money to tear them all down. So, but we'd love to do something to make them better. So we think that, this type of veneer could help, especially if it ties into, the whole plan of, redesigning the space. We do think it would look better. But that's why we're not considering just like blowing them out and adding, rails, unfortunately.
I think I would personally prefer a veneer that was more consistent with the rest of the building, so we're not creating too many contrasting surfaces.
Color-wise?
Yeah, I mean, so am I correct that the building's white painted brick? Or brick painted white, I should say?
I think it's actually white brick.
Yeah.
It's glazed, maybe. So we understand that there's budgetary concerns here. And of course, we're not going to make anybody spend more money. But the rule of thumb here is if we as a preservation commission don't know what the original configuration is, then potentially we would want to look at minor interventions until either there was a budget to come down the pike and for this to happen. it's something to consider. You could simply paint it and then leave, paint the cap a different color to kind of maybe reflect a granite surface. and maybe somewhere down the line, the company will have more of a budget where they can actually investigate a historic configuration. But you know, I'll leave that to your capable hand.
What we think we could do, which we have looked at, I don't know if there's a better photo on this PowerPoint, but at the staircase that we're looking at, you'll see they have on the inside, there's the two black rails, the handrails. And you can see the where they're at. We do think we can cut off above those rails and just take it down. It's about a foot. And then we could, to your point, we could cap them nicely with granite. So at least, and that just achieves the goal of opening the space up and, you know, just removing some of, you know, this from the aesthetic.
And that's not, that option would not damage the historic materials of the building, because again, obviously the cinder blocks are not historic. And it's a, you know, a minimally invasive process. So that might be something to consider in case somewhere down the line, the company decides that, you know, this is going to be a priority, or they have a little bit more of a budget than they do now.
So Nick, are you recommending that in lieu of doing any work on the stairs, that they just paint them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do like Angela's recommendation about cutting them and then capping them, because at least it's gonna, you know, polishing them up. And, you know, there's that saying about putting a lipstick on a pig, but it's still, you know, we're reducing the height, so it's not gonna, they're not gonna seem like a big monstrous green monsters like they look now, except not green. But yeah, so I mean, I think now that Angela has made that option available, I think that would probably be the best approach. And then we can explore more permanent approaches somewhere in the future.
So would we want to say that she could work with you on a new design and that you would have the approval on that new design?
Well, I think we can just say what Angela just said. We can cut about a foot off of the upper level and then recap it with granite. Is what did you suggest, granite, Angela?
Yeah, and something like I don't know what color, but we could have it match the border, so just a kind of a light gray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I honestly, hearing that, I think that's the best option at this point. You know, we can also discuss, I believe there are several planters in front of some of them. You know,
yes.
do we want to approve those planters? Do we want to approve them shorter? What do you think, commissioners?
I think the planters are very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they help.
Yeah, they help hide them a lot. I like them.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So the grills and the fire tops won't be visible from the street, so we don't have much say over those. But the last thing I think we need to discuss is the light fixtures. Are we just leaving them as is, Angela, now?
Yes.
Okay, yep. So we're not going to touch them based on my recommendations.
Yep.
Perfect. Good. Okay.
Can you go back actually to the paint color? I think the last or one more. Other one.
This one.
One more.
This one?
One more.
This
Thank
one.
You.
Yeah. Oh, the pink color.
Just trying, so if, you know, if we just paint everything, don't do the veneer cladding, how does this shade look?
I think it's consistent with the window perimeters. That works for me. Or the side of the building, as long as it's not contrasting like it is currently.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. So I think that is all of the work items for this project. Did I miss anything, team? Angela?
I have one question out of left field, but from a budgetary, that just might not be like our job, but you know, if the stairs could be nice with a railing, do we also need flower beds there?
Yeah.
this like a, you know,
program. Like I don't know if this would be right, but I almost feel like
there are some, well, yeah, see, there's some there. Can you go back another couple slides, Nick?
This one here?
Okay, right here.
Okay.
So there's flower beds next to the stairwells.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
So do we think those are okay?
Yeah, I thought they were okay. Doug, are you saying, hey, don't spend your money on the flower beds, spend them on putting railings in instead?
We haven't fully looked at it. We've just done some basic investigation, but it's not an apples to apples number. I think the cost of blowing those out, making sure they're still structurally sound, putting in any additional supports that we need, is all adding up quite quickly. And then on top of that, adding the railings and securing those to the stairs. I also think we, to that point, you know, further point, it's like, well, if we're going that far, do we want to just redo the whole stairs? Do we just open up, sure, you know, that can of worms?
Yeah.
And I think, Nick, I don't know if you found this, but I think we think they, you know, came straight out at some point, you know?
Yeah. It seems as though the blurry images that I was able to find from the 1934 aerial shots, they do suggest faintly that there's a staircases that just go directly out, with the exception of the corners. But there's really no way to tell. I think the only way we would know for 100% is if we would have to demolish the staircase and look for any old footprints or indicators of what used to be there. Would be a costly and a costly thing to do. So
I think blending them in with paint color, reducing their height and blocking them with plants is a reasonable interim step.
Great.
Yeah.
And I do think that how everything is laid out today, if funds become available in the future, I think we can do that work and not disrupt much of what, you know, we're doing right now.
Great.
Great.
So I think that's everything. Are there any other question, comments, or concerns from the commission? Hearing none. So Francois, if you want to just go ahead and read that little blurb about public comment, if you don't have.
Let's see.
It'll say members of the public. Would you like me to read it?
Okay.
Yeah, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So let's see if there are any public comments. I do not see any public comment, so we can close the public comment period.
Did you get any in writing? Because I think the neighborhood has been very concerned about that building. And I think this is a big improvement.
Yeah, I didn't see any. Let me just double check. Nope. The only thing I have in my email are people yelling at me about Beacon Hill. So we are good.
Okay.
But that's what happens all the time on Beacon Hill. So
I just ask Angela, have you talked to your neighbors? Are they aware of this plan?
We are our neighbors. This is a multi, we own a few buildings in this area. We own the building across from us on Albemarle Street. We will be, when construction gets ready to start, we will absolutely give notices. I don't think we've engaged folks across from us yet.
Okay.
Really a great improvement.
I agree.
Thank you, we're excited.
Awesome. So Does anyone need any assistance forming a motion?
I do have something.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I'd like to move the improvements to the building where changes are in terms of the fencing. It can be a simpler fencing and, you know, working with Nick to approve of that fencing. In terms of the grass and paved area, in terms of the materials presented, be approved, but reconfiguration of the grass and the pavered areas where Nick would need to approve that. The reconfiguration, in terms of the stairs, the plan would be amended to cut down the height of the stair wall and cap it with granite. And paint it the similar color as the building is proposed to be painted. Okay, the color of the paint for the building.
Great.
And in terms of the planters down the center, approved as proposed.
Okay, and then the line, and I think that's it. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay.
I just have one addendum. I just mentioned fire access early in this, that the proponent check with BFD to make sure that the plan accommodates necessary fire access.
Francois, do you accept that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Doug, do you accept that amendment?
Do.
Okay. You say yes or no? Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So I can just do a roll call. Commissioner Elise?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Henderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Okay. So motion passes. So you guys are all set. I'll get you an approval letter in about a week or so. And if you have any questions in the meantime, you can feel free to reach out to me. Okay.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Maureen. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, Commissioner. So if we want to go on to the administrative approval.
Yeah, item two, administrative review approval.
Okay. And Francois, if you could just read out that application for the record.
193 St. Bertolt Street.
Did I mess up the language?
At floor four, front facade, replace 4 1/1 aluminum clad windows with 4 1/1 aluminum clad windows.
Perfect.
It's a tongue twister.
Sorry, Francois.
At floor four.
All right. Does anyone want to make a motion?
So moved. To approve
okay.
The administrative decision.
Mm-hmm. And a second?
Second.
Okay. Second.
All right. Commissioner Elise. Yes?
Yep. Sorry.
That's okay.
Ratification of 2/17/21 public hearing minute.
Sorry, Francois, I just have to get the roll call vote.
Oh, roll call, sorry. Yep. Yes.
Okay, Commissioner Henderson.
Yes.
Okay, and Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Okay, also, all right. Go ahead, Francois, about the meeting minutes.
Item number three, ratification of the 2/17/21 public hearing minutes.
Okay. Any motion?
Reviewing them quickly.
Yeah, give us a minute.
Sorry about that, guys.
Got them kind of late, yeah.
I motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Commissioner Elise.
Yes.
Commissioner Henderson.
Yes.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Great. Staff updates. So I don't know if you saw my email, but the governor has announced that the state of emergency in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will be dropped on May 29th. That means that the suspension of the open meeting laws are no longer in effect, and we will have to immediately be back in City Hall. So depending on whether or not we get an application for St. Patolph, we may be back in City Hall in June or the latest July. So just keep that in mind. Yes, that is it. So that's all the staff comments that I have. Thank you all for your patience during this crazy time while we kind of figure out how to navigate this post-pandemic world. So, yeah.
Nick, can I bring up one thing? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to bring up a new item.
What do you got?
For discussion. Well, you know how Barbara had commented earlier on in the pandemic about northeastern signage?
Yes.
In the district that it's new signage. And you know, I think during the pandemic, I think that was something that it was hard to object to.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if we should take some steps now to talk to Northeastern about when the pandemic is over, taking them down.
So I'm one step ahead of you, Francois. Okay. So that was my exact same thought process. Okay. Yes, they're a violation, yeah. But we're in a state of emergency. So
right. You know,
we should be a little bit more lenient, but May 29th, they got to come down. So I will, I have my contact at Northeastern, and we'll be discussing that in June. So thank you for bringing that to my attention again, but because it needs to be addressed. Anything else?
I'm just wondering if, is it to your knowledge, is anyone looking at the open meeting law and trying to amend it to allow at least some sort of a mixed participation? Because I've found it in other meetings as well, very helpful for people to just jump on and not have to go to City Hall.
Yeah.
Whether not necessarily commissioners, you know, we got to come in, but the general public.
Yeah. So that's every single commission has been asking us that same exact question.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. We are currently advocating for the equipment to include a Zoom element at every hearing going forward, because it increases the public participation rate. And that's always a good thing. So great idea. We're working on it right now. You know, in classic City Hall fashion, we just have to get funding to purchase the cameras and all of the equipment that we would need to do that. But yes, we are.
Great.
Okay. Cool. So we are all set. Thank you very much for your time tonight, commissioners. We would just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor.
Well, sorry, was there a second?
A second.
Okay. All right. Commissioner Elise.
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Henderson.
Yes.
And Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next month, and let me know if you have any questions in the meantime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Everybody. Bye.